The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 29th day. Wow, March is almost gone, folks. Almost gone. 2023. And tonight you have our on the board in complete control, none other with a smile for a while. Our producer is Kyle.
Hey, Pastor Ernie.
There you go. And way out yonder, we have our patriot pastor, the Parson Joe Larson.
A child of the kingdom, and forever I am. Welcome. Glad to be here.
Hey, you know, Joe, did you hear the song that we just played before the program start?
I sure did.
Do you know why that was played? Kyle wanted to confuse you, and I told him he didn't have to do that because I had already confused you earlier.
So. I live that way. It's a big deal. It's
all right.
Perfectly normal. Nothing in this show ever goes as planned, so I think, you know.
Well, boy, you're not kidding about that. You never know what's going to happen here, do you?
Right. So it's nothing new. It's been this way for many years.
You know what? I can honestly say in 50 years of ministry here, I can honestly say I've never had one boring day. Not even one boring day, okay? Even those days I spent in jail for preaching the gospel out in front of those bloody whorehouses of death. Even those days in jail weren't boring.
No. And so, a couple of mine were a couple of the most fun I'd had in a long time.
Yeah.
Who has a chance to sit down and sing gospel hymns with Alan Keyes, Ambassador Alan Keyes, and upset a whole jail full of liberals?
Yeah, well, they put me, they isolated me, but a couple, you know, but that... That gave me an opportunity to take a nap and get back and ready for the battle.
You got some rest that you hadn't had, yeah.
Absolutely, and get back to the battle. Speaking of that, we got a lot to do tonight. We really do. And we need to start out. Our dear friend, Miss Wendy Wilson, she had, as you know, a while back, she scratched the cornea in her eye. It was pretty serious, and it put her out of commission for a while. Well, she's had a reopening or a re-injury of that, and right now Wendy's on. She's in a lot of pain, a lot of pain. Boy, that's a painful thing, you know. That cornea when you scratch your eye, but she's on bed rest and she can barely see. And right now, so she's asked, please pray for her. So let's do that. I want to ask you folks all across the country out there. Wendy has helped so many people in her life. She has helped so many people. And Wendy is a very generous lady. You know, I know she's a good businesswoman, but at the same time, she's got a heart, a servant's heart. And, you know, she'd give me the shirt off her back. She's just, you know, so generous and helpful to people. So let's hold
her.
She's
a real lady.
Yeah, she is. She's a real lady. So let's pray for her. Folks out there, join us. Join us. And I want you to remind you, all of you, that tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we meet at Doers of the Word. And there will be a stack of your letters. Your letters, you folks out there, every single one of you that ask for prayer, we give prayer. And many of you that don't ask for prayer, we pray for you anyhow because you have donated to us. You've supported us. And even though you don't ask for prayer, we still pray for you. And we'll be doing that tomorrow morning. And so God answers prayer. But you have to believe it. Believe. If you only believe, if the people only believe, this, we would not be in the condition we're in now. And we're going to get to that in a minute. But let's pray. Join with me in a prayer for Wendy. Heavenly Father, Lord God, I want to hold Wendy up. She's been a real lady, a fine lady. And she's helped so many people. And right now, Lord, she's asked for prayer because she's in a lot of pain. And so, Lord God, I just would ask that you would touch Wendy and give her a healing, Lord, and use her in a mighty, mighty way until you take her home, Father God. And for her and all this listening tonight, that you turn her desires towards you more and more every day in every way in all things, at all times, completely and totally. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
You know, our country is in really bad shape. And so I think tonight, and we've been trying to tell people for the longest time, Joe, that if you listen to God, if you listen to what he's telling you, you know, God always, always does what he says he'll do. In fact, he says that. He tells you that he will always do what he says he will do without fail. You know, God who cannot fail, he cannot fail. And he's given you the answer to the country and the world's problems. And Joe, I want to start tonight in a very familiar passage of Scripture over in 2 Chronicles 7:14. And I just want to read that verse. If my people which are called by my name. What are we called, Joe?
Christians.
Christians. Shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Let me say this again. Folks, please listen. Our country's in bad shape. It's in very bad shape. We are seeing the rise of Antichrist. We have horrible people, horrible, very, very vile people have gotten into powers, in positions of power in our nation today. Folks, we've got a Democratic Party where they just took a vote on giving parents the right to be parents and take care of their children. Not one Democrat. They have all become so vile. Every single Democrat in Congress has become so vile and reprobate. Not one of them wanted parents to have the ability to raise their children. And so you need to join tonight. Listen, if you'll join in prayer, if enough people, there's a lot of you listening out there tonight, God will answer. Listen, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And so let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we're calling upon you again right now. Lord, you have a lot of your people. You know, you are ready to spare Sodom and Gomorrah for 10 people. Lord, just think of the millions that are here in America today that still believe in you, Lord. The millions that still believe in you, still trust in you. We're here, Father God, and we're saying, when you said, who will fight on the Lord's side, we're saying, choose me, send me, Lord, okay? And so, Lord, we're praying right now, and we're asking, Father God, for forgiveness. Now, maybe, Lord, we didn't do more. Lord, I want to pray for forgiveness of the pastors that failed you, the pastors that did not have the courage, that failed to have the courage when it really counted, to stand up and to be bold. They failed. They failed you. They failed their congregations, and they failed themselves. And, Lord, so I want to apologize and ask for forgiveness for this wickedness, and ask, Lord, that you would raise up righteous, bold men of God, Father God. Lord, that would once again stand up and Father God, and say, here I am, Lord, send me one more time, Lord. Let's bring America back. We know when people listen to you and when people repent of their sin and they pray, we see revival. And America needs revival. Right now, they're destroying our children. The wicked are destroying the children. We have a pedophile in the White House. We have a pedophile, a guy that's a Satanist, in the White House. Lord God, right here, all over this country, we have the most vile people. The most vile people, they've become insane, really not understanding, Lord. They don't even understand that you only made two genders, Lord. Up until recently, for thousands and thousands of years, Lord, people understood that you only made two genders. Now they have become so confused, Lord God. And so we would ask, Lord, Father God, that you would hear our cries. Lord, you would bring the wicked, either bring the wicked to repentance, Lord. But I would ask you right now for that entire Democratic Congress, Lord. You bring that entire, either to repentance, or Lord, I'll ask you right now to remove them all, every one. Lord, I ask for Merrick Garland, a wicked, wicked man, an extremely wicked man. And Father God, Christopher Wray. And Lord, and we look at our military. We see people, drag queens in uniform. People like Austin and Millie. What a disgrace to see those men who wear the same uniform that I wore. They wear the same uniform that I wore, Lord, to see those wicked men promoting the most vile, vile things and destroying, and Lord, our treason to you and our country. And Lord, I ask you that you bring that those bloody people, bring those bloody people to repentance, Lord, or remove them. And the same for all of these vile pedophiles, this so-called LGBTQ and these so-called trans things. Lord, these things we ask, again, to raise America to one nation under God, the way you gave it to us, and Lord, and to be decent Christian men, Father God, righteous men and women that raise their children in your admonition. These things we ask now in the precious name of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. And Pastor, can I add something? As
sure.
You read 2 Chronicles 7:14, when it talks about turned from their wicked ways. It isn't so much sometimes as the church has been wicked, but the church, quote, the church in quotes, has not done what Christ has asked. Our sin is more a sin of omission than a sin of commission. It is, God has asked us to do things, and as a nation, as a church in the nation, many of the pulpits did not respond, did not go and do what they were called to do. They were not being the watchman on the wall. They were not preaching against sin. They were not, you know, doing what he's asked them to run to the battle, to fight the fight, all these things. So most of the sinning that the church has done is by the sin of omission. And I just thought I'd add that.
All right.
Because that is the America's overall Christian church's biggest sin. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I see so clearly where our problems are today. But let's do this. Let's go and start at Romans 13. And tomorrow we'll pick it up. We wanted to go to Hosea 6 to our four tomorrow.
Okay.
Let's go to Romans 13 tonight.
All right.
And let's take a look at what it says, because today, this Bible, this King James, the Bible, is the best-selling book in the world, the King James Bible. They have tried to destroy it. They brought over 200 perversions of the Bible, trying to, any way they can, to destroy the Word of God. But the Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but his words would stand. So all of those that have tried to bring out all these perversions of the Scripture have failed, and they will continue to fail. And the Romans 13 says exactly what it means. Many prissy preachers, because of lack of courage, such a dearth of courage. And I'm, you know, if I was ever to be ashamed of any people, it would be the prissy preachers that did not have the courage. You know, just think of what right now, if Mike Pence had had the courage to do the right thing, to do what he was supposed to do, and those senators in the United States, those Republicans, you can expect, look, the Bible says a dog returns to its vomit and a sow to its mire. You would expect those, the Democrats, to do what Democrats do, okay? But those people who should have known better, Mike Pence, one, should have known better. If Mike Pence had had the courage at the time not to give in, but had the courage to do the right thing, we wouldn't be in this condition right now. We would have the right man would be in the White House. The actual true president of the United States would still be in the White House. We would not be the laughingstock of the world. We would not see our country imploding the way we're seeing it now. But Mike failed us. And those senators that are supposed to stand with him, they failed us too. And Joe, the people, we're going to go, and the prissy preachers, Joe, who don't have the courage, who with their lips tell you they fear God, with their actions tell you they fear the government more. And you see this all the time. But they will take this passage of Scripture, twist it, spin it, and pervert it, everything they can, to try to justify not having the courage to stand up like righteous men of God against a vile and corrupt government. And that's sorrowfully been the story in my lifetime. I've seen this. And so let's start here and take Romans 13, verses 1 through 7, one verse at a time. All right?
All right. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are given are ordained of God.
Well, the New Age perversions have changed that. They've changed the word higher powers to government. Let every soul be subject to government, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are be ordained of God. But they've changed that word ordained too. Okay? And so here, when we see this, there is no power but of God. And so the higher powers, what it means to when you say are ordained, now they'll change that to other words like appointed by, or they take it away from being ordained. So what does it mean to be ordained?
I think it meant to be set aside.
Set aside and sanctified, huh?
Mm-hmm, and sanctified,
okay.
Yes.
And so here, by God, of God. Now, let's take a look at this. Would God set aside to sanctify a government to do anything contrary to his laws?
No, he would not sanctify the murder of children. He would not sanctify sodomy. He would not sanctify criminality, you know, or he would not sanctify or bless an antichrist system. I mean, it's reasonable, logical. God is logical above all else.
And so here, let me ask you this question, because I've heard prissy preachers say to me, well, now, Pastor, the Bible says that we have to obey God, even if we don't like it, even if we don't like it, and I'll...
You mean obey government.
Well, yeah, obey government, that's what I meant to say, that even if we don't like it...
I didn't mean to correct you, but somebody might have misinterpreted that one.
Right, well, yeah, you're right. And so here, they'll say that the Bible teaches, no, the Bible does not teach that. And when they will say, well, okay, but okay, as long as it's not contrary to God's law, I'll obey man's law. Well, Joe, if it's not contrary to God's law, it is God's law. right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. God is very logical. That's total. That's pure logic.
So he goes on to say, whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. Here we go. Now, they'll change that word, ordinance, okay, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation.
Nation, yes.
Okay, so
ordinance, we know what ordinances are. You don't want to break a federal ordinance, you can go to jail and be heavily fined. A county ordinance, you can go to jail and be fined. So we understand when God said it's an ordinance of God, that is eternal, backed by his power. In fact, in the first verse where it talked about the higher power, that there is no power, there is no legitimate power that, unless it comes from God, it's not legitimate.
Okay, Joe, if I give you these offices, the office of a pastor, the office of a judge, the office of a governor, the office of a congressman, the office of a mayor, the office of a senator, the office of a president, which of those offices that I give you are subject to God's ordinance?
All of them, because they all in one way or the other are ministers of God.
So this is exactly...
Said, so I didn't. God did that.
Well, he says that in the next verse. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. So let me ask you this. What are good works? Now we covered what the Bible teaches as good works last night.
Right. Well, it was in Psalm 119.
Exactly. God's laws, God's statutes, God's ordinance, God's covenants, God's promises, right? So these are what is referred to as good works, right?
Works, right.
And then he says, do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister. Here you go. This is another word that if you look at them, the NIV and the others, they've changed this word.
Change it.
To servant.
Oh, servant and minister are kind of different words, aren't they?
Well, ministers are all servants, but not all servants are ministers. God.
Exactly. That's S.I. Hayakawa, and words and meanings, general semantics. It's a big subject. You change a little bitty word, you change the entire meaning of the entire chapter 13.
For exactly. The jackass that spoke to Balak, was the jackass a servant of God?
Well, he was used by God as a servant.
Yeah, okay. When God sent a lying spirit to Ahab, was that lying spirit a servant of God?
It became one.
Yeah, but they weren't ministers, the jackass or the lying spirit.
No, they weren't ministers. That jackass was not a minister, no.
Okay, so here, no.
Because we have some ministers that are... Never mind. We won't go there.
Well, you're not kidding about that, okay?
Yeah, it was. Unfortunately, it's funny, but it's terribly sad.
For he is the minister of God for thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon them that doeth evil.
Evil, right. Not okay. Those that doeth good, like our government is using the sword of government, the power of government, to what? Punish the Christians, to punish the ones who obey God.
To punish the good.
You're rewarding those that are antichrist.
Right. We're going to go to a break and we come, wait a minute. We've got a clip at the break, so hang on to that. And, hold that clip until we're finished with his Bible study, and then we'll go to that clip. Okay, he goes on to say, for you must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience' sake. So, Joe, he's telling you we need to be subject for God, not just because we're afraid of his punishment, his wrath, but also for the fact that we... Just as when we were young, and we would obey our parents, sometimes even though we didn't want to, but because we loved them, right?
Right, because we wanted a good conscience. conscience. You want a good conscience. A bad conscience kind of haunts you, doesn't it?
Yeah. So, I'll bet you were pretty bad most of the time.
Let's not go there.
All right. For this cause, pay you tribute also, for they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. Now, Joe, this is very, very important. Very important here. Render, therefore, to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due. Until it's due, Joe. And custom and honor and fear to whom it's due. Custom to whom custom and fear to fear and honor to whom it's due, Joe. You give that to who it is due. Now, people, and we'll pick it up maybe here tomorrow night, it is a sin, Joe, to give honor to the dishonorable. The Bible teaches that that is a sin. In fact, it says,
right,
let the nations curse you for doing such a thing. And here, I want to tell the people right now,
God loves and hates what he hates.
If you're in a church, and that person in the pulpit is telling you, look, we know that Merrick Garland is a wicked man. We know that Joe Biden is a wicked man. We know they're evil. But you have to give them honor because of their office, even though they're wicked, even though they're honor. If you hear that from that pulpit, leave that church now. Get out of there. Because that man in the pulpit was not put there from God. God's word, the Bible, is very, very clear.
Yeah, Pastor, verse 6 is so clear. It said, they are God's ministers attending continually upon this very thing. They must continually work. In Scripture, God said this is what a leader was supposed to do, a king. He was supposed to write what? The laws of God in his own handwriting. He was to read from it daily and rule with those in front of him all the time. And that would apply to a ruler today, just like it did to the ruler of Israel.
Absolutely. And today, and our government is corrupt. Our Department of Defense has become totally corrupted. We have absolutely no obligation to, in any way, shape, or form, recognize or give them any legitimacy. In fact, it would be a sin to do so. The same goes for the FBI. The same goes for the so-called Department of Justice, and especially for the White House. We have absolutely no obligation to, in any way, shape, or form, show them any regard for any legitimacy, to recognize any legitimacy within those organizations. And again, tomorrow we'll show you how the God's Word, the Bible, will tell you that it would be a sin to do so. And right now, we're going to play a little bit of a clip, so go ahead and let's see. We're going to look at very quickly. Let me just give just a quick update on what is taking place with depleted uranium dispersed by NATO. We hit on this where England has been sending bullets, okay, that are made of depleted uranium to the Ukraine. Unbelievable. But go ahead and take it away.
First, NATO surrounded Russia with missile systems, and then dangerous biolabs. Now they are supplying depleted uranium munitions to Ukraine. Depleted uranium has been a deadly problem for decades. In the past 78 years, thousands of nuclear bombs have been detonated in tests, and thousands more have been stockpiled. These weapons of mass destruction require uranium-235, as does about 430 nuclear power plants. Uranium-235 has to be enriched from raw uranium ore, and depleted uranium is a byproduct of this enrichment process. The cost to properly manage and dispose of depleted uranium generated by just one enrichment plant is in the billions. And so NATO began dispersing this radioactive poison throughout the world in the form of weights, armor, and munitions. Its ability to explode on impact made it effective in piercing through armor. But upon impact, the uranium gets turned into fine dust. This fine dust lasts for lifetimes, getting more deadly over time. And so the dust that gets into the ground and into the water supply can poison all living things for decades to come. During the Gulf War, over a million shells of depleted uranium were fired. Hundreds of tons of fine dust uranium was dispersed throughout civilian areas in most of Iraq. As a result, Iraq is now suffering a massive sudden increase in birth defects and cancer.
We are seeing an absolute crisis of congenital malformations of newborn. There is one doctor, a pediatrician named Dr. Samira Alani, working on this this crisis in the city. She's the only person there registering cases, and she's seeing horrific birth defects. So these are extremely hard to look at. They're extremely hard to bear witness to, but it's something that we all need to pay attention to because of the amount of depleted uranium used by the U.S. military during both of their brutal attacks on the city of 2004, as well as other toxic munitions like white phosphorus, among other things.
Thousands of U.S. war veterans have breathed in this uranium dust, and thousands have suffered without help from the government. NATO has been dispersing this deadly poison via wars in the Middle East and in the Balkans, and dispersing it via military training at bases around the world, in Okinawa, Japan, Sardinia, Italy, Galloway, Scotland, and in Oahu and the Big Island of Hawaii. And everywhere that depleted uranium is planted, cancer and birth defects arise. Behaving like the biggest satanic death cult on Earth, NATO has poisoned the world with depleted uranium, and it's currently instigating a nuclear war with Russia. The U.S. government shows nothing but contempt for the American people. And as the fear of nuclear war rises, the U.S. government declassifies a 1960 U.S. Air Force training film on the deadly effects of a nuclear weapons attack, stoking the fear in America every way they can. NATO is now supplying Ukraine with depleted uranium munitions to fight the Russians. And last Saturday, in response, President Putin has announced that Russia will deploy tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All righty, we are back in the folks, again, what is happening, and I just want to try to remind people what we've been trying to prepare people for all these years on radio. We are now here. We're living live time, real life. What God's Word, the Bible, refers to as time of sorrows or the evil day. It's here. It's here. Now, God has raised us. You and I are here. And the very fact that we are here at this time means God has raised us up for this particular time in history to do one of two things. To run to this battle, as he has raised us up here for this, and to what? To place up our crowns in heaven, to earn our stripes, to stand for righteousness against the evil, the unclean, ungodliness, or try to duck and hide, and do like so many, again, that have failed God and country. And then you'll have all of eternity to regret it. All of eternity to wish that when the time had come, you'd have done the right thing. Now, right now, and by the way, let me tell you something. Here, God's Word, the Bible, is very, very clear. God expects you to protect yourselves, your family, and your church. You understand me? God expects you. If you're in a church and you have a pacifist that's in that pulpit, get out of there. Leave that church. We are to be Christian soldiers, folks. Okay, and soldiers were raised up for the battle. If you don't think so, just read Revelation chapter 19, starting in verse 11. and take a good look at our leader, the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a time right now, we're at war, to stand up and fight with all of your might. And so here you are to defend yourself. You are to be armed and be prepared to defend yourself under blood, unto death, okay? And so I'm not telling you to go out and attack, and I'm never telling you to reduce yourself to the standards of the enemy. And now, they are trying to provoke a war. This is what they're trying to do. Obama Biden is a wicked, evil man. The entire Democratic Party is completely corrupted, completely and totally. They are anti-Christ. They are literally the party of Satan. They are literally the party of Satan. But what I am telling you, you are to defend your life, liberty, and property. And so you need to be armed and be prepared to do exactly that. And so, as we see now, the Trans Day of Vengeance rallies will move forward and take place at the Supreme Court this weekend, despite Christian school mass shootings, right? Well, here, these are very vile. These are very vile, reprobate people. And they become, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 22, Joe, they have become complete fools. They have become complete fools.
Thinking now, themselves to be wise.
Now think about this here. They really don't know that God only created two genders. Now they've never known, Joe, they've never known more than two genders. They've never seen it more than two genders in their entire life. But because some other fools have told them that there are more than two genders, these things believe it. They believe it. And so this is where they're at today. God has given them over to, remember what he says in Isaiah 66 verse 4, he says he will choose their delusion. And apparently God has chosen their delusion. And so here, now they're blaming, they're trying to justify that trans thing. They're trying to justify the killing of those six Christian people because the Christians does not recognize. And that police chief, they will not make known what is in the letter that was written and left, the reason for what it did, or she I guess it's a woman wanting to be a man. It's a woman delusionally wanting to be a man, very frustrated because she's not a man, but she wanted to be a man because somebody told her she should be, probably. But anyhow, here the Democrats have put extreme pressure on that police chief and those not to make known the reasons for what she did or it did, okay? And so that's very interesting. That's what we're waiting to see. Now, say that had been a professing Christian that had done that. Boy, that'd be all over. But they need to bring that out. And because the left does not want to know. Another thing, Joe, I have here, the last four major shootings, school shootings, were all done by transgenders, with people referring to themselves as transgenders. And there was one other, a fifth one, that said he was neither gender, or it was neither gender. It was genderless, I guess. And so,
well,
anyhow.
That's part of that being woke, that non-binary, they call it. That's still part of that confusion. And right along with that, there's a big article coming from World News Daily. There's a study in Canada. They looked at thousands of college youth in Canada. Now, this is a year-old study, so it started a year ago, okay? Very important. They started looking at this a year ago. The conclusion is that transgender and gender variant youth are the highest risk group Did you hear that? Highest risk group of all people for supporting violent radicalization in young people. And the study was titled Meaning of Life, Future Orientation, and Support for Violent Radicalization Among Canadian College Students During This Period of Time. This study is now getting a lot of attention. And the transgender, gender diverse youth emerges the group at highest risk of support for VR, violent radicalization, and it was published in the journal Frontiers of Psychiatry by five Canadian academic states, not just people, but five of their provinces or states. And it goes on that they're often overlooked and a lot of eternal suffering. It goes on to talk about how they're more angry, more confused, more depressed, more suicide prone. Well, yeah, they're living in sin. They are, well, in a way, Tucker Carlson came out and said they're trying to be their own God. You know, God says there are two genders, and they're trying to say they have, whatever, 38 now, or four, whatever it was, some incredible number. So basically, they're playing God, and doesn't work well. And they're angry, depressed, suicidal, and hostile at the world because the world just doesn't want to go along with their craziness, doesn't want to accept their sin and their depravity, and doesn't want their children exposed to the same sinful behavior. So they are easily turned to violent radicalization. And that's according to this group of psychologists, psychiatrists that did the study in five Canadian states.
Let me read you the article. The science is settled. Trans people undergo female-to-male testosterone injections experienced increased rage and aggression. Now, I'm looking at a picture here where apparently these are female athletes, real women, real women, okay, and you've got some of these trans things, these very, very confused males that are upset with these female, these actual real women, because they're protesting males wanting to be women and competing with them in their sports. And so these pretend women are become very violent, and they're beating up the real women. It's unbelievable. Well, let me read what we says here. We understand this may infuriate some members of society, but we believe the need for honest reporting supersedes mismanaged anger and aggression. Studies have shown that women, trans women, undergo testosterone injections and transitioning to men experience increased rage and aggression. This has been known for years. A previous study from Italy found trans men undergoing testosterone treatment experience varying aspects of aggressive behavior. This may explain all of the threats and the beatings. And people undergo female-to-male gender-affirming testosterone treatment are likely to experience increased aggression, which may be worse if their periods persist. Oh, wow, look at that. Creating characteristic male features in people who are transitioning requires testosterone. Increased testosterone has previously been linked to aggressive behavior. There you go. Well, I'm just going to stop right there. He gives you some examples there. There in Giovanna Matta in the University of Turin, Italy, and her colleagues evaluated 52 trans men with an average age of 28 before, and at least 7 months, and they all begin receiving the testosterone treatment. They were all given increased rage, Joe. And so, again, this is insanity. I mean, it's real insanity. Here's what we have. These are the what they call a non-binary, someone who doesn't quite sure know what it is, what he is. He is the Colorado Springs shooter. The Denver shooter was a trans. That was someone who was a male wanting to be a female. The Aberdeen shooter, that was another male wanting to be a female, and the Nashville shooter was a female wanting to be a male. All of these, this is, and of course, the vile left wing, what they call mainstream media, will never tell the truth. They just cannot possibly tell the truth. So there you go.
Well, exactly. I'm looking. There was a 2011 Swedish study of transsexual persons undergoing reassignment surgery. And it came out, it's loaded with data that exposes the extremely disproportionate pathologies associated with those pursuing what was called sex change and reassignment, all this. But they're talking about they have all these weird pathologies. They're very confused, they're basically mentally ill people, according to the study that was done in Sweden in 2011, but you don't hear about it. And it went on to, they had a follow-up study that concurred. People who underwent the gender-affirming treatment were about 20 times more likely to die by suicide than anyone in the general population. That included drug overdose, alcoholism, anything else. And higher risks for elevated rates for psychiatric hospitalization, higher risks for violent crime, and higher risks for substance abuse, whether it be alcohol or drugs. So the studies show this is a mental illness with high rates of what? Hospitalization, violence, suicide attempts, and substance abuse, and also it talked about self-mutilation, self-harm. So somehow it doesn't sound like a real happy lifestyle, does it?
No.
Nothing you want for your children, believe me.
All righty, there you go. And of course, we know what's happening here. By the way, I forgot to mention Wendy Wilson's sale on her apothecary herbs, and folks, I encourage you to stock up on those. It's going on up until all the way it ends on Friday. So until this week, you can still get, I think she said 25% off. And that phone number is 866-229-3663.
Her number. You won't be able to talk to Wendy this week, but she's got people you can talk to. But we were bragging the other night about how Wendy answers questions, spends time with people, but you probably won't be able to get her on the phone this week.
Well, she's on bed rest right now, but she's a tough little cookie. I wouldn't be surprised if she was up and at it again tomorrow. And but anyhow, let me give that. Go to the website, www.thepowerherbs.com. That's thepowerherbs.com. Or her phone number is 866-229-3663. I really encourage you to get her catalog. Ask her, because in that catalog, you'll see all the natural herbs that you that are there for whatever conditions you have. It would be good to have a good stock, because Big Pharma is going to try. They're trying to block all natural herbs, everything that God has given us, and replace it with the devil's work. And so also I want to remind folks that in the Geauga County area, and across the country this is going on. Of course, we know that this Saturday, the sodomites are going to be on the steps of the Supreme Court. But out in the Geauga County area, I want to remind folks, too, that these are unrepentant, unclean people. They're raging. They are unrepentant, and they are unclean. And, that's what they're going to be. And they're,
well, think about it, Pastor. The sinners are going to be out hosting a day of vengeance on what? April Fool's Day. I want to repeat this because you couldn't make this stuff up. Somebody picked April Fool's Day for them to go out and try, and I don't know, are they trying to scare people, try and get people on their side? To me, they're sending all kinds of mixed messages. You look on the internet, there are all kinds of pictures up there with these transsexuals holding guns, loading guns, warning how they're going to fight for their rights, and all of this, and they're going to be marching on April Fool's Day. It just you just couldn't make this up if you tried.
And here on Saturday at the restaurant there in Chardon, in the afternoon, there's it's just a filthy place called Element 41. And when I'm talking about filthy, I mean, according to the Word of God, a very unclean. When you're going to have a drag queen there, if you're going to have a drag queen in there, folks, that place is unclean. Again, a dog returns to its vomit and a sow to its mire. And they're going to have a drag queen there. Then that same vile performance is going to take place there in an apostate church. United Church of the Antichrist is totally apostatized. Joe, if you could invent a new sin, they'd have it in their articles of faith tomorrow.
Sure.
They're going to be, Pastor Satan is going to be over there at the Community Apostate Church of Chesterland. That's the Community Apostate Church of Chesterland, with Pastor Satan over there. And that's in the evening. That's where they're going to go to practice their...
Just remember, the group behind this Trans Day of Vengeance was busy raising money for firearms training and education, and this Virginia chapter is holding a dance party fundraiser benefiting what? The ability to buy firearms and take self-defense training. So these people don't sound real pacifistic and nice to me. They sound a little angry and violent in
right.
their own words, not mine.
Right, and this is why I'm telling people, God's Word, the Bible, is very, very clear. We have the command and the mandate by God. You know, remember how Jesus told Peter to sell your garment. And let me tell you something, to sell your garment, in those days, the most that those people had would be two. And without a
yeah.
garment, you could get cold, especially at night, right?
Right.
And buy a sword. And be prepared to defend yourself, and be prepared. And this is what he's saying. So I'm encouraging you folks out there. And if they come for one of you, you better be in a church like the church that I pastor. In our church, if they come for one of us, we all show up. We all show up, and that's what you need to find one. If you're in a church where your pastor tells you not to defend yourself, tells you to tuck and run, get out of there, because God did not put him in that pulpit, okay? Find a church. The Bible makes it clear the righteous are as bold as lions, where the pastor is a man of God, after the form of those Bible, those men in the Bible, the heroes of faith. In other words, read Hebrews chapter 11. You'll find them. Will you find your pastor in there? That's what you're looking for. Okay, we're coming to a break. We'll be back right after this break. Oh, we got a good one coming up. Don't miss this one. We're going to take a look at this, what Tucker Carlson had to say. Be right back. Six. He's counting down. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.